government proposals announced this week to set up hundreds of community radio stations have caused quite a buzz in the Midlands. The biggest question is whether the plans will allow the dozens of pirate stations broadcasting in the region to go legitimate. Claire Harrison reports.
There isn't a lot of money in pirate radio stations, and if they're going to go legitimate, that's the one thing they'll need.
Skiboo coming out on the PCRL record label. Coming up in the programme, travel, news, and an interview with Music Master regarding the brand new proposals by the Home Secretary. See how we...
This station's been around 4.5 years and intends to bid for a franchise, but it'll face competition.
Stereo. You're tuned into Heatwave FM.
Birmingham. I'm Tuesday Wright, marketing manager for TCB Products.
I get down to Caesar.
The proposed legislation is rather vague about funding, though it's been indicated there won't be any public money put into the new community radios. That leaves limited options.
PCRL is listened to by the wide community, and a lot of people want to advertise. We expect most of all to fund ourselves through advertising, through promotions that we do. And of course, there are groups of people who are prepared to help PCRL with the necessary funding.
The Community Radio Association believes stations can be run without public money or commercials. But to make it work without either, there'll have to be strong support from the community. And with that as the bottom line, existing local radio stations believe they've little to fear from their new would-be competitors.
Plenty of community news and information and views.
Claire Harrison on how the government's latest plans affect the pirates of the airwaves.